There are some things you should always check, like the hygiene rating on your local takeaway, the setting on your razor, and whether the party actually is fancy dress. The other thing you should check is your Experian credit report, especially if you're looking to borrow money. It lets you understand what lenders see, so you can increase your chances of getting the best deals. It's dead easy to check it, and completely free. See it in seconds. Download the Experian app today.
Hey everyone, I'm Dan Bover, a writer and editor at Entrepreneur.com, and welcome to another snack-size edition of our show, How Success Happens, where every week we're digging into the archives and giving you a quick hit of inspiration from one of the incredible people we talk to on this show. Speaking of hits, today we're going to dig back into a conversation we had with a man who has delivered a lot of them over his playing career, Michael Strahan. A couple of years back, one of Entrepreneur's former editors, Patrick Crone, and I spoke with Mr. Strahan. I believe, if I remember correctly, he was sitting in his garage that was outfitted with nice comfy couches and lots of very cool cars. Anyway, Michael, this man is pretty amazing. As you may know, he was a quarterback eating beast during his playing. He capped off his career, this is awesome, by helping the Giants defeat the undefeated New England Patriots in Super Bowl 42 before he retired. I was at that game. It was magical. And then in 2014, he was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Of course he was. But here's the thing. Michael didn't just hang up his cleats and go off to play golf for the rest of his life. The man became an absolute media powerhouse. He's a member of the Fox NFL Sunday analysis team. He's a co-anchor of ABC's Good Morning America. He hosts ABC's The $100,000 Pyramid. He's got a lot of things going on in TV land. He's also the co-founder of Smack Entertainment, which is a multidimensional talent management, music branding, and production company. And he also runs multiple clothing lines, including MSX by Michael Strahan, that's athletic wear, and the Michael Strahan Design Lab, which offers custom-made suits that are delivered in just 2 weeks. But I'm not even finished yet. My God, this guy, reading his bio is exhausting. Being him, I can't even imagine. He's also a New York Times best-selling author, and in 2021 became an astronaut flying aboard Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin New Shepard rocket, and in doing so, set the record as the tallest person ever to fly in space. Michael is 6 feet, 5 inches tall. So the guy obviously does a lot. And so to kick things off here, Patrick and I asked him how. How does he do so much? Now, spoiler alert, he credits his team with helping him manage everything. But maybe you don't have a big team and maybe that's not part of your life. But pay attention to when he talks about compartmentalizing and how concentrating on the thing in front of him helps him get stuff done, but it also helps reduce stress. Okay. Enough from me. Let's hear from Michael himself on keeping so many balls in the air.
You know what the thing is? It's about compartmentalizing. I have great people I work with, man. I mean, the team, my team is fantastic from top to bottom. So they help me manage everything to where I don't get overwhelmed. So I can stay locked in the GMA when I'm on GMA. I can stay locked in the Pyramid when I'm on Pyramid. When I'm working on MSX or a collection, the collection by Michael Strahan, I'm able to focus in at that moment. Doesn't mean I don't have 10 things to do after, but I found that compartmentalizing for me is a stress reliever because I'm not necessarily worried about what's coming next. I'm right in the moment. And that has really helped because outside of the clothing business, I have Smack with my partner, Constance Schwartz, and we have a production company. We have a management company. So we produce $100,000 Pyramid. And I'm a partner in Religion of Sports with Gotham Chopra and Tom Brady. So it's like all these different boxes that I have to check.
Tom Brady's still talking to you?
Yeah. It's my boy. You know, hell, he got 7 rings, man. I just needed one. Now, granted, that's the one that hurts him the most because it was an undefeated season, and he will absolutely admit it. But I'm like, brother, I'm sorry. You should have picked another year to go perfect. They don't try to get the perfect record because I needed that one really badly. And so, you know, all these things you compartmentalize and you deal with them in the moment, and then I move on to the next thing. So it keeps me from getting overwhelmed, but you can't do all that without a great team of people to help you.
Next, we asked him if anything he learned during his elite playing days informed the way he approached the rest of his career.
Well, I think several things that I learned from football when it comes to business. One, if you do have a team, trust them. If you have people that work with you, let them work with you. Don't micromanage. Don't try to do their job for them. If that's the case, then why give them the job? Just do it yourself. You know, allow people to have an opinion. Allow people to be a part and really help you do your job. Also, I've learned that in football, what you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. And everything is about your frame of mind. So I've truly learned that I wake up and I try to get in a positive frame of mind as soon as possible. I try to get myself set for my day as soon as possible. I don't mope around. I put on positive music, get myself in the right mood. And I have to almost, in a lot of ways, convince myself that it's going to be a great day. Because that's the only thing I can control is that my approach to things and my attitude towards things. I can't control a lot of things that are thrown my way, only the way that I deal with them. So yeah. I just try to get my attitude as close to being as good as it can be as soon as possible, because there were times I hated football. Oh my God. Mm. Who wants to get beat up and hit and it's cold out there and it's wet and and not even the games. The games are fine. I'm talking about practice. I'm like Allen Iverson. Practice?
You're talking about practice?
Talking about practice? It's like freezing out there, man. My fingers are hurting, knees hurting. And you want me to run into the same guy I've been running into for the last 6 months? So I had to tell I love this game. I love it. Let's find a positive in it. So it's taught me to find a positive in everything that you're doing. And there will always be negative. But I think within the negative or within failure sometimes, I always try to find what the lesson is that I've learned in it. And I don't look at things as failures. I look at it as an opportunity that I had a chance to learn something that I won't repeat in the future if I get the opportunity to use that lesson.
Michael held a record for a single season sacks set in 2001. So I asked him, what is the business equivalent of crushing a QB?
There is none.
Yeah. Okay.
There is none. I mean, really, if I can go into a boardroom or something and like hit the executive and slam him on the desk, that might do it. But that might also get me put in jail. So,
yeah.
Right. It wouldn't work that well. But there is absolutely. I've thought about this. Like, I've done incredible things on TV. I've hosted the Oscars show for ABC. I've been in incredible places. I've done so many incredible things that I never thought I'd get a chance to do. But there's nothing that can replace football. Absolutely nothing. Mm. Nothing with that feeling of you got on this uniform and you feel like a gladiator. You just watch Russell Crowe and you're like, okay, that's me right now, but in a different era. And you walk out and 80,000 people are screaming or booing for you, which either way, I loved it.
Yeah.
And you have to strategize to beat this 350-pound guy that's in front of you. And when you do, it is the most gratifying feeling to slam a lineman or to beat him in the pass rush and slam the quarterback down, because it's almost like I'm the baddest man on the planet and nobody can stop me.
That's awesome.
Well, Patrick
feels that way every day, right?
Yeah, Patrick, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, when I go to get my green tea from the kitchen, that's how I feel.
Yeah. You want to slam that teacup.
Sure. Sure.
And finally, we asked about his career path between playing in the NFL and becoming a TV star. He's done so many things that many of us could only dream about as kids. So the question, Did he have a plan?
You know, I didn't really know about the NFL because I grew up in Germany, man. So I came over because my dad said I was good enough to get a scholarship. I hadn't played football since I was 9 years old. And I played my senior of high school. That was it. So the big, no pun intended, gap between playing and really like going back for high school. I didn't trust, and not saying I didn't think I could do it, but I didn't trust that I had a shot of playing in the NFL until I was drafted. When I got that call from George wow. Young and from Dan Reeves that I was coming to New York, I said, oh, I'm in the NFL now. So I was always scared. You always see these horror stories, you know, put your eggs in one basket, always, you know, football can't be your A option number one. So I was always afraid of that, and I never did that. But then once it became reality, I decided if you're going to do it, do the best that you can do it. So I busted my butt for 15 years to make the most of it. And it seemed to work out. And during my football career, of course, here in New York, you always got to have a microphone in your face. They're always asking me questions. And they would ask me to go to different things. And I'll never forget the first time I ever interviewed anybody. I was young. And I went to the Sports Illustrated swimsuit party. I get a call from Fox, the local Fox here, asking me if I wanted to go. Now, what 21, 22-year-old guy is going to say no to that? I was like, absolutely, I want to go to this thing. So I go there, but I don't think they filled me in exactly why they asked me to go. I get there. I'm enjoying the party, man. I'm looking around. I'm like, this is cool. And they say, oh, we need you to interview the ladies. Awful, man. It was, if this tape ever surfaces, I'm suing. It was the worst interviews. At one point, I think Vendela, who I love her for doing this, she realized how bad and awkward and nervous I was that she actually took the microphone and interviewed me. So, but it's a lot different. It's a lot different asking questions than it is being asked questions and just answering them. And I think that is a skill in itself. But I didn't realize my after football life until later, like year 12, maybe, or in my career. Now, I wasn't thinking about after football life of doing TV. I just knew that it was something that was cool. I enjoyed doing it. And when I retired, it was there for me. So I jumped on it.
Speaking of jumping on things, it's time to hang up the microphone and jump on a couch and watch some football. This snack is over, but the chip and dips are just getting started. Hey, subscribe to How Success Happens and get an earful of inspo twice a week. And if you want even more of me in your life, be sure to check out my Substack. This should be fun. And people, listeners, we love you and we love your feedback. Please leave us a comment or rating, or you can hit me up at howsuccesshappens@entrepreneur.com. Send in a comment, send in a question, and we'll read it on the show. Okay, time to go do something awesome. Get out there and sack life. See you next time.